All right, y'all, the apocalypse has officially started. Y'all know what fucking time it is. Coronavirus. No events are happening no more. And we knew about this shit for a solid month. I don't know about y'all, but a motherfucker's pissed off. Your mans is in the building. The host with the most. Mr. Turn Your Wifey into My Waifu for protective purposes this time. I need defense. Johnny Curry.
You mean you wouldn't want Defensive Player of the Year? Rudy Gobert?
Yo, this man.
That's right.
This man is going into the history books for Shaq and the Fool.
Bro, tell me why they say he ended up licking Donovan Mitchell. That's why Donovan Mitchell got the coronavirus.
Big pause, though. Like, yeah, like,
he
bro,
licked
okay.
this man. They said he licked him and he got the coronavirus.
Yo.
We got to fight.
He's all like, he's kind of rude, but he's also like trying to be funny about it. And I'm like, nigga, nobody
likes.
He's
not just rude, bro. He's rude D.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Get my shit off today.
I mean, like, I guess that's why he only knows how to play defense.
Yo, flame this nigga. He's so big
Yo,
for no
Rudy
reason.
Yo, Rudy Gobert, the type of dude to own a winery just so he can crush grapes with his feet.
Yo, probably.
Big
pause. Probably.
I'm dead. This is a 7-foot nigga crushing grapes with me.
Wearing jorts. I bet this motherfucker got a button down on, jorts, and just feet. The French, y'all.
Oh, man.
I'm at eating a baguette while doing it, too.
Yo, speaking of the French, Europe's got the coronavirus.
Because they be French.
France has got the Maybe, potentially. That's definitely a way you could spread it, you know? But it's a respiratory infectious disease, apparently. So just even breathing next to a motherfucker will just about do it.
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Europe, don't they be kissing each other on the cheeks and stuff when they greet?
Yeah.
So
that's
one thing. I saw that meme online where somebody was saying, like, every race is going to have a problem with this disease except for black people because we've mastered the non-contact, what's up, the head nod.
And just the fist bumps, things like that. Just, even though that's too much contact.
Yeah, that's still doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's only for the real ones.
Yeah, bro, you gotta stay out of my personal space.
You see that nigga curve Trump on TV? Trump tried to shake his hand and hit him with the elbow. He's like, nah, player.
Yeah, with the bow?
Yeah,
he
hit him with
that's
the
exactly
bow.
What I do with that motherfucker too, bro. Didn't get us a test. Like, come on, bro. This man openly denied receiving coronavirus tests from the World Health Organization like a month ago. Like, we had time to prep for this. And this dude was like, nah, don't need the test because, yo, coronavirus is a hoax. Suck my dick. This is a real thing. This is a real thing that happened. And I feel like people still, like, it sucks because we're still in it. But, like, the gravity of this man's ignorance is really, really on display here. It just sucks. It just sucks because, you know, if a majority of people were, like, in that position, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he might have it, though. He's been in contact with multiple people.
He might.
That's had it.
He might.
That is true.
Just because you got it doesn't mean that you're instantly sick. It just means that you're a carrier of it. Just to point out a small piece of information is that the University of Washington at Seattle wanted to originally test people for coronavirus. When they heard about it, the initial cases in Wuhan, they wanted to test people in Seattle on campus. They asked the government for clearance to do so, and the government told them no. And then, and now Seattle is like the U.S. Wuhan, for lack of better words. Like, they are the outbreak center. Them and SF right now are the two major areas, of course, because they're the closest to China. They get the most Chinese travelers. Fuck all them regulations. I'm gonna do it anyways. Started testing people, and then they were the reason that we found out that the coronavirus was in the U.S. It was because they went against the government regulation.
But, I mean, I guess it's all leads into my, you know, my conspiracy theory.
Let's get into it, Sterling. Talk your shit.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that just... Basically, I just think the government, it's all... The government's behind it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I think they might be working with the Chinese. I mean, it originated in China, right?
Okay.
The U.S. and China, they've been, we've been having this trade wars for a little while, you know.
Going back and forth.
So, I mean,
a biological weapon is what you're saying?
Yeah, and then, I mean, it only affects the old people. So, you're not even taking out the workforce as far as, like, the people that die. So, like, right now the economy's dropped, so I don't know. And they said, what if it was the Democrats? Because at first I was thinking it was the Republicans, because I was thinking it's about to be election year, right? Some tragedy happens, this virus, it crashes, it like sends the stock market down, then you know something happens, Trump does something, sends it right back up, he's like, look what I did with this. So it's the easy re-election. But it's also possibly, well, if they was working with the Democrats and they was like, let's fuck up this economy, because that's all Trump's been able to say for the last few months. But that's just where my head is right now.
One thing to point out, that the thought that this virus only affects the elderly is not 100% true. That is a myth that's being spread around. It doesn't just affect the elderly, it's just that there happens to be more fatalities from elderly people because they have other things wrong with them that's weakened their immune system. So it's more like the immunocompromised people, or the people who have weak immune systems. Those are the people that are at the greatest risk for this disease or this virus. But literally anybody and everybody can get it. And the people that get infected more so than others are usually people that work in the hospitals that are trying to treat people right now. So like a lot of doctors and nurses are getting infected because they're trying to help people.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, I'm gonna have to be in hospitals for the next 2 weeks, so.
Yo, make sure you sanitize, bro.
Wish me luck.
Make sure you sanitize.
This is the wildest time of my life. I can't. Would you guys agree? Like, based from 1995 to right now.
No, I don't have no NBA right now. That's kind of my thing. I don't have no NBA, so I'm upset about that. But
yeah, you have no, I have no sports.
I have no nothing.
We don't got no March Madness.
No March Madness, bro. So what is it like for everybody in their own respective areas? Because we all live in different parts of the country, which is the beauty of this podcast.
I mean, the stores are pretty, like, packed. Like, a bunch of people just trying to get in, get a bunch of stuff. And low-key, people was on edge.
Yeah.
Like, just a side note, this dude thought, like, bumped him with my cart. He got all shitty. It was like some homeless dude who was just buying beer. he was about to like fight me. I was like, bruh, I didn't even bump you. What's going on? I was like, damn. But yeah, like the stores is just packed and everybody just worried. Especially, you know, the Midwest. It's the Midwest that people tend to stay home and stuff more and just and be on the news and stuff a lot more. And they just be worried. Like all the time. Also, one other thing about Indiana, I don't know about your states, but all schools to shut down. Like,
oh, they finally did it this morning. Yeah, this morning they were open.
Same here.
Yeah, they don't got to go to school till like April 6th.
Same here.
Yeah, they shut down everything here, bro. Yo, what's it like in the South though?
I feel like everybody's kind of on edge, but I'm not gonna lie, I live in a much nicer neighborhood than I used to, so motherfuckers is going about business as usual. They already are handling their stuff, but it's kind of funny because like UT is like pretty close to where I live at, and like most of these kids are just staying on campus, so like shit's about to go up like this weekend probably, like shit's probably about to be like going up tonight, tomorrow night, which is irresponsible because like, you know, gathering in groups is not ideal. Social distancing is probably the best thing that we can do in terms of trying to prevent the bell curve of those who get infected. But at the same time, I feel like if it feels like everybody's on vacation. Like when I went to the grocery store earlier today, I was going like in between my lunch breaks. So I was like, I usually do that because I know that there ain't going to be a long ass line. Less people try to actually get groceries like that during lunch. So I went. And bro, this shit was packed out. Like, it felt like people were trying to stack up, but at the same time, people also just didn't have shit to do because nobody had to go to work. Nobody was in school. Like I'm saying, like it was summer. It felt like it was summer early, which was kind of weird. And I mean, the weather is warming up. Like, and it's literally springtime right now. I'm seeing trees bloom and shit, like, which is crazy because it feels like the world's about to fall apart in some ways. But then I look outside and I'm like, god damn, it's beautiful. Kind of equals out. I'm cooling, to be honest. But also, I've not caught an infectious disease yet that has no cure, so I'm just talking shit from the sidelines as of now. But we'll see how it goes in a week, 2 weeks, a month, or 2 months from now. To me, honest though, I don't even really give a fuck about all of this so long as my immunity system is good. But that economy, god damn.
You trying to buy stock? Ooh. It's time.
It's the deals out there.
Dip in.
It's about to get worse.
Yeah.
Because, like, once this injection from the Fed runs its course, that $150 billion, the markets are going to go back down. Like, you know what I mean? It blunted the curve. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was going to be much steeper, the decline. And it was going to be much more severe if the Fed had not done that. But, like, you know, that's a last resort. And it's pretty crazy because, like, just thinking of the long-term health of just, like, America's economy and just our government in general, like, we had lowered corporate taxes from the new tax change that happened in 2018, like, Trump taxes. It was originally 35%, and it went down to 24%. So, like, we've been losing money as a country that we used to be making just consistently easy from corporations. Like, that whole 11%, like, we don't have. So, like, we already had, like, deficits, like, rising in the country substantially. And then we just threw a fucking bazooka worth of cash, like, damn near double the amount Obama took to bail out the automobile industry in 09. And, like, I wonder, like, how are we going to pay for all of these deficits now? Like, I think that this recovery is going to be slow and long. I think people are anticipating that it's going to be an immediate bounce back, like, the second we find a cure from this. But, like, the ramifications of the damage that's already been done is going to raise unemployment rates. It's going to have all of these other effects, like the supply chains, and not even just that, not even just on the earnings side, but like on a human level, like things will probably change. And there are certain small businesses and industries that were already struggling where a punch to the gut like this could really take certain parts out. And it's tough to anticipate, you know, what pieces might fall apart in this whole Jenga that we call our fucking economy, really.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the Fed and all that stuff. I need to do more research, because I mean that all actually sounds pretty interesting. Like, a whole 11%, I didn't know it was that big. Like, that is pretty crazy, especially if you're talking about all corporations in America, and especially the amount of money that they're making, because they be making ridiculous amounts and taking that tax out. And then,
and there's already like loopholes, there's enough loopholes in our tax code currently for corporations that, like, you're fine. Like, you already have enough. Like, if you want to, like, Amazon pays zero in taxes, like, through corporate loopholes. Like, if you want to not pay taxes, there's a fucking way. There was no reason to make a very low bar substantially lower. That was easy revenue for the government to just be able to fund things like this. And then, like, also, you know, you see our current administration, like, completely dismantle a whole specialized group that was supposed to be dedicated to these types of, like, once-in-a-lifetime global pandemic infectious diseases. It's like, no, nix this. Like, this used to be a department. Let's get rid of it. Let's not fully hire out our State Department. Let's understaff our government completely. Like,
I feel like
that's why I don't work at the CDC.
I feel like that goes right along with the article that Kenton brought up. Like, if the Chinese government knew that, like, that's easy. That's easy. Like, they don't got a committee to take care of this anymore. Like, there's no people ready, like, for something like this to happen. If we just spring it on them, it's like, boom, like, oh, shit, we gotta fix this shit.
It's fucked up to say, but isn't that, like, how America got founded? Like, we did the same shit to Native Americans with blankets. Like,
yeah.
Well, not me. White people.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy, man. Like, this, I mean, we're so vulnerable right now. Like, Russia has got us by the nuts. If y'all want to go down that crazy conspiracy theory route, China just sucker punched us. I've never felt like more vulnerable about, like, the sovereignty and safety of my country, like, than now. Because yeah. I can see the vulnerabilities, and I'm a fucking dumbass US citizen. If I'm this aware, everybody else is much, much more aware.
Yo, these are the facts. We were not prepared for this.
Yeah, that's probably the one thing that's, like, keeping this from, like, rising as fast as it probably could, just because we just all spread out, like, just driving from a city to city, you just see, like, oh, you just drive through nothing at times.
Yeah.
It might be small to some people, but that's a big difference. I mean, look at Italy. Like, their country is shut down.
Bruh.
Their whole country, like, their streets are empty because they're so, like, close together and cram-packed.
That is crazy.
Like, they all live in the major cities. No one's living in rural Italy. Like, literally, they've been selling homes to people in rural Italy. Like, they will pay you to live in Italy just so you can fill space in rural Italy, but no one wants to move there.
I feel like they're offering that to, like, Americans. I don't know if they're offering that to, like, people in real poverty, because I feel like people in real poverty would take that. Like, if you walk up to some person and going through some real shit in India right now, 10 times out of 10, they're like, yeah, get me the fuck out. Let's go to Italy. Get me the fuck out of here. Ravioli? I don't even know what that is, but that V sounds delicious. Let's do it.
But it's been crazy, man. Around here, like today, Emily tried to go get some paper towels. Like, there's literally no paper towels. There's no paper towels anywhere. There's no toilet paper. There's no cold medicine. The only thing left is food. Like, that's really all you can get. I'm like, damn. But the low-key plug for all those out there listening, the Dollar Tree. Take your ass to the Dollar Tree. Because ain't nobody thinking the Dollar Tree got anything. But let me tell you, they got everything you need for a dollar. Also, stock. Their stock price went down. So if you want to buy it, buy it now.
You really trying to buy Dollar Tree stock? Make the pitch for Dollar Tree stock, Ken.
Bruh, Dollar Tree stock. Have you ever lived in the ghetto? Have you ever known somebody who lived in the ghetto? Have you ever wanted to pay $1 for a cup? Have you ever wanted to pay $1 for 32 plastic cups? I bet you have. Dollar Tree. For a dollar. What am I saying here? All I'm saying is you can get groceries. You can get socks. You can get a comb. You can get oil for your car. You can get bleach. You can get cups, you can get Christmas cards.
You can get oil for your car at a Dollar Tree?
Bruh, you can get steak at a Dollar Tree.
For a dollar? You got steak for a dollar?
Now, I've never eaten it. But it's, I used to work at Dollar Tree, so I know it's there. And all I'm saying is the stock was at $89 before a share. Now it's at $79. That's $10 off. You better use this coronavirus discount while you can.
I actually like the pitch. I mean, I'm kind of sold. The stock price about to be booming after this.
Dollar Tree, we need that ad money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
we get free ads right now.
But why their stock? Do you feel like you should buy a company's stock based off of whether you like them or not?
That should be one of the bases.
Yeah, I think that should be one thing. If you don't like the company, then you're not going to spend time paying attention to it.
I feel like you can dislike a product, but still understand that the company can make money off of it.
Yeah, you can dislike a product, but I don't dislike their products.
At the end of the day, they're going to sell you something that's cheaper than what Amazon is going to ship. So,
and it's right there.
You know what? I've sold myself into buying Dollar Tree stock.
You get it immediately. You don't got to wait. You don't got to even wait for the 2-day shipping. Like, it's right
exactly.
There.
Yeah. Or even the same day shipping.
Nigga, like, you know you can get a pregnancy test at the Dollar Tree?
You paid $1 for a pregnancy test? Yo, yeah.
Yo. Let me clear this up. I've never paid or gotten a pregnancy test from the Dollar Tree, okay? I will spend that money to make sure I'm good. But if you're, you know, if you're out here struggling and you're on a budget or whatever, you could get a pregnancy test. You could also get a weed test to see if you got weed in your system still, all for a dollar.
And steak.
And while you're there, you can get some steak, some chapstick. You can't be out here chapped up, my guy. You just can't be out here like that.
How? Why is there steak? The steak is still throwing me off. Like, they have a whole setup for a whole kitchen amongst being a convenience store. They said, we're going to sell an assortment of random goods in a warehouse, which makes sense. It's cost effective. It's efficient. But we also need this kitchen. Why do we need the kitchen? Steaks. Just fucking trust me on this one.
I just want to know what them cows look like that them $1 steaks is coming from, bro.
I don't think they cows, girls. I don't think they cows. That Wuhan meat, motherfucker.
Hey, it is what it is, man. Look, I furnished my whole kitchen, my whole bathroom at the Dollar Tree. I spent $20. I got bowls, plates, silverware, paper towels.
It was nice. As somebody who ate off of them, I gotta admit, it was nice and easy to clean. And people don't talk about that enough. I want convenient sanitation.
Exactly.
Sanitization? Is there a Z in that?
Sanitization?
Sanitization.
I think it's just sanitation.
You know what? I just really wanted an excuse to use a Z today, and it looks like I didn't get it.
I'm not gonna even attempt.
That's fair.
I don't fuck with Z's like that.
My pronunciation is not always the best.
That's fair.
I wouldn't even attempt it either. But you know, we're here on recorded audio, so y'all gonna have to deal with that world.
Yeah. But you did say pronunciation and not pronunciation.
I'm gonna continue saying it like that. It's fun. As I get older, I'm only going to become more ignorant with my age. I just keep seeing it. It's just the trajectory of all men. It's fucked up to say, but we're here. Every single old man that I meet, extremely opinionated, set in their ways. You know, I'm thinking 10, 20, 30 years down the line because I truly am a visionary. So I'm like, all right, you know, what odd quirks am I gonna have here? Pronunciation, I'm choosing that as one of them. Just to throw people off. Sometimes you just want to be having, you know, a conversation and just say sentence instead of sentence and just be like, fuck.
See, I think that will throw people off, but pronunciation is something that, like, everybody messes up. So I don't feel like it's bad.
Yeah.
What would you say is, like, a bad old man quirk? Like, something you would not want to see in age?
Be a pervy old dude.
That's a real one. That's a real... Wow. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, no, that's actually, that's real and terrifying.
That would have been cool, like, maybe 10, 20 years ago, but once the Me Too movement struck.
I feel like it should have never been cool, though. Nah. Like,
but it would have been accepted, is what I mean. It would have been accepted, but now that the Me Too movement has struck, nah, that's just not going no more.
Man, Harvey got 23 years.
And then 28 in LA.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, they charging him in two different places because they knew that he wasn't going to get life in one place. So they was just like, nah, we going to take this to LA.
That's what's up. That's,
that feels good.
I still feel like that's not enough time, though, for the amount of cases that was brought up against him. But yo, Sterls, how old is Harvey Weinstein? You said he was mad old, but how old is he actually?
I do not know off the top of my head.
Guys, this is so ironic, but this March 28th, Harvey Weinstein will turn 69.
Wow.
2020 is a crazy year, y'all.
Yo, it's a crazy year, bro. It's a crazy year indeed. But speaking of old, dirty men, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders.
This is the best we had to offer America?
You know what? Yo, Elizabeth Warren, y'all had your chance to put Elizabeth Warren in, and y'all just...
Listen.
Y'all curtailed her.
As a minority, I will say this. I feel like this got underreported, and this is a legitimate thing. The only reason why I personally feel, as a minority, that Elizabeth Warren did not win the nomination is because... there was a belief, I don't even know how solid the belief was, there was a largely accepted perception that this woman was trying to racially pass as a Native American. That's a real thing that her campaign failed to acknowledge. And I really think that grew over time to dismiss her always from the top three. In terms of policy, in terms of being like really great with the media, in terms of just being prepared to go after Donald Trump, I really feel like on a one-on-one situation, she definitely was the best equipped, but...
I just don't know how people let Joe Biden get away with, like, saying that he was running for the U.S. Senate.
Oh, yeah. And he's about to get the nomination.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Bro, this man, he's not ready. He's not ready to have
this
role.
He's senile. He's so senile, which sucks. It really sucks. I'm still going to have to go in there in 2020 and fucking vote for him. But, like, it's why? How does this keep fucking happening? Like, I feel like the process could have continued. I feel like there were multiple candidates that still had, you know, great things to offer.
Yes.
And we chose the senile man. Now, I understand why. I feel like a lot of people within government have enough information that used to work under the Obama-Biden administration. So, like, it'd be good to at least get the last administration in that, like, knew what the fuck was going on. And so I feel like most people are voting for that. I remember Nate actually said in a previous podcast, like, he was pretty big on Biden because it was a return for normalcy. So, like, in that, I understand that. But that's more of a testament to the administration that be formed under the candidate. But the candidate itself, you cannot deny, is senile as shit.
I was about to say, do you really think this man, Joe Biden, was doing anything when he was the vice president?
No! That's why we all fucking loved him! He was like the old best friend that was just having a it's like your drunk grandpa showing up to your wedding. You know what I mean? It's just like, don't get in here, Uncle Joe! Like, I saw him more as like a dude I would like to party with. More than like a real like political stalwart.
One, I really need to start figuring out what do vice presidents really do. Because no matter if it's the vice president of the United States or the vice president of your tennis club, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what is your job? Why are you there?
You're not the president.
Yeah, like, why are you there?
I guess the whole meme.
They've got to be doing actual work. They've got to be doing actual work. Otherwise, there would be no position. They're just a fall man for if the president, something, an act of God happens and the president dies, then they have somebody else to pick.
Which is still a big deal, but, like, I mean, shit, you can be on... Motherfuckers is on call for work all the time, like...
Exactly. Like, does he even have an office at the White House? I don't know. Who knows? Nobody
Joe
knows.
Joe was just, like, in the garage the past 4 years. Motherfucker did have an office. He was just working out of, like, a van.
I really don't know, man. That's one thing I need to get it, like... do some research on. But I feel like there's two big things that put him in the race. One, I agree with Sterls. This man is way too fucking old to be out here doing this. He had too many Freudian slips, as they were calling it on CNN, for me to be like, ah, I'm gonna vote for him. Did you see him on stage? He tried to, like, he got his wife and his sister confused.
Oh, yes, I heard.
So, like, went to grab his sister.
Ah, yeah, I know. like, it's one of those every public appearance. It's crazy. It's crazy that with 4 years of preparation, I understand the logic of the decision. And like me personally, like I said from before, I will still go vote for Joe Biden because I still think unequivocally Joe Biden, even at his senile stage, is a better candidate than Donald Trump currently, given what we've seen in the 4 year period. But that's my personal opinion. People can and most likely will and should disagree with that. You know what I mean? You should vote accordingly. I'm not here to disregard another side.
I think if he didn't get the endorsements from the other candidates, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. It would be...
Absolutely. I feel like this was planned. The dropouts, think about how the dropouts happened. Within 2 days, the rest of the field winnowed down to two people after Super Tuesday.
They knew. Andrew Yang said it. He's like, yo, y'all need to pull Andrew Yang and get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Somebody needs to drop out.
Yeah.
Right.
And now Elizabeth Warren is saying, like, she doesn't know if she's going to endorse Bernie or not, but... I don't know. I don't know even if her endorsement will make it an even race anymore. I mean, Bernie did just win California, but Biden still gets a significant percentage of those delegates.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter in that case. But
and Biden's won everywhere else. Like, that's the fact. Like, Bernie has not won anywhere in the South. Also, shouts out Jim Clyburn. This man to be the godfather of the African-American vote. Like, what the hell is this? Joe Biden just shows up to South Carolina and just daps up this dude. And all of a sudden, bah, wins it. First place, landslide. Nobody sees it coming. And then after that, the rest of the Southern votes just trickle in. Like, Joe Biden won the South because of Jim Clyburn. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't want to, like, man, much respect to the God. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's what, he moves like the godfather. Like, that shit, I did not know about this dude. Like, and I was like, damn, this man controls the black vote. Essentially in the South,
it's that, and I think the majority of the South being, well, not the majority, I don't want to say the majority, but a lot of the South being black people, and there and his connection to Obama is just like, it makes sense for black people, especially if you're like, you don't pay attention to politics, you're just like, what's the closest I can get to Obama again,
like, yeah,
Biden.
The direct connection is there. The tipping point for me is if he wins Georgia. If he wins Georgia, this shit's over. Because Bernie's got a big following in Georgia. So if he can't get Georgia at all, then I know it's over.
Yeah. Do you think Bernie will take New York?
Maybe, just because... because Bloomberg endorsed him.
Yeah.
Endorsed Biden, yeah. So probably not.
It's really Bernie versus the field at this point, which is crazy.
Which it was the other way at the start. When we started, it was the other way.
When the field was like, split, Bernie was going to win easily. And I think everybody figured that out. So now it's everybody versus Bernie, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be hot right now if I was Bernie Sanders. I'd be real pissed.
And they'd be screwing this man over.
Yeah, bro. He hit the heart attack for this? Like, y'all really putting this man through a lot. He could be in Vermont just, you know, trying to get some maple syrup.
Bruh, he's the Aaron Gordon of politics right now. This nigga won the dunk contest, hands down, 2 years in a row, and got it taken from him. 2 years in a row.
Dang.
That's facts.
Is Georgia about to beat Dwayne Wade?
Yo, fuck. Oh, shit. This is real.
Damn.
We'll see, I guess. I don't know. They're going to need a lot of Killer Mike concerts. They're going to need a lot more of those conferences to get Bernie to win the state.
Oh, the revolt conference?
Yeah. Yeah, he could easily win Atlanta, but Bernie needs to win more than just Atlanta. That's what people don't understand. Atlanta makes up a big portion of Georgia, but it's a lot of the votes come from everywhere else. It's not just Atlanta.
It'll be interesting.
It's the same way with Indiana, honestly.
We've covered a lot. Policy, the economy. Guys, enough about all this nonsense. We got all this fucking free time. You know, the end of the world is pretty much come. What y'all about to do with your free time?
I don't got no free time.
Dang. What do you fill your time with, Sterls?
I'll be at hospitals.
Shit.
I'll actually be servicing the machines that can test the coronavirus now.
That's what they're saying. Hey, a black man. Well,
that's cool.
It's possible, maybe. Like, I don't know if that's the exact machine I'm going to be working on on a daily basis. But my company does make a machine like that can test the coronavirus a lot faster than the previous method.
Oh, yeah, it's like the 6800 and the 4800.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Them shits is nice.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess I gotta get...
Damn, y'all about to be making some bank off of that.
What you guys gonna be doing with your free time?
Man, that's a great question. The weather's, like, really nice outside, but they saying, like, we shouldn't go outside. But, like, you know, I'm thinking the whole reverse psychology thing where because everybody's supposed to be inside, everybody's going to go outside. And like, I think I'm already seeing that on UT campus. So I'm not going to lie. I might go outside and just see what's up. You know what I mean? I think I might get back into the dating scene. You know what I mean? I got my pictures ready because, you know, I cut off my man bun. So it's like, I don't want to be out here attempting to catfish hoes because, you know, I got a different haircut. So we working on that.
Hold on. Now of all times, you want to get into the dating scene?
Listen.
When you're not supposed to have social contact, you trying to be all up in somebody?
It feels right.
I mean, I guess cuffing season did just end.
Cuffing season ended. That's what I'm saying. I'm not letting coronavirus fuck up, you know, my cycle of life. You know what I mean? I just figured out all of this astrology shit. Let a nigga eat.
What you gonna tell the girl? I just sanitized my place. You trying to come over?
Absolutely. No, bro, bro. I was thinking about this on the drive over, actually, back from work, and I was like, damn, my bio is gonna be like, I'm out here willing to catch coronavirus just to catch these feels, and like, you know how they doing like the little two fingers emojis? That's what I'm gonna hit it with. And it's gonna work. It's gonna work. I've been in this game for too long.
I'm dead.
Yo, you just gotta pull up with one line. I got hand sanitizer.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all. That's working.
Yeah, no, big bets. Yes.
I got sanitizer. You trying to come through or what?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, listen, the coronavirus to me is an opportunity to get some wild shots off. I'm talking J.R. Smith, Boston Celtics. Like, shots. Like, pulling up from half court Henny God shit.
Oh, man.
That's right.
You a trip. I'm probably just gonna be working on some of my own shit, man. That's what my plan's gonna be. So I'm trying to learn some stuff. I've been trying to learn more coding stuff, so I'm gonna practice on that. Like, I've been trying to learn Python lately.
Oh, you learn a Python? That's such a useful language to learn. You can solve so many problems with Python.
Yeah, that's why I'm learning. I learned SQL like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, like a database SQL? Like,
yeah, like MySQL. Like the open source one.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn Python, and just trying to work out, stay fit. I got this goal. I'm trying to get to 20 pull-ups in a row by July, so that's the goal right now.
Oh, nice. You can get that. You got a pull-up bar at your spot, right?
Yeah. Oh, I can get up to 12 right now, but that's a long way to get to 20. That's a long way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the difference even from 12 to 15 was crazy. Like, I can get up to, like... I'm a fucking stick, though, but, like, it took me a while, but I recently was able to get into, like, the 23s. Like, it took me until last year to get into 20, and I've been doing pull-ups, like, I do at least 10 a day since I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it took me a while, like...
I think the most I got record is 16. That's all, like...
I think it's about pacing, too, like, in breathing. Like, that's the thing I've noticed about pull-ups. Like, if you can time your breaths to, like, when you have to come up, and your grip. It also depends on your grip, too. And, like, what muscles you're naturally stronger with. Because, like, if you got stronger shoulders, obviously a wide grip is going to probably benefit you. But, like, it really also depends on muscle groups, too. If you're trying to hit your traps or use more of your biceps. If you're trying to use your biceps, you can reverse the grip. If you're trying to hit more of, like, your trap reason, then you can shorten it. You know what I mean? So... It really just depends on what you're trying to do, but yeah, that's a great and ambitious goal.
What's your arm length looking like, though? I feel like I got my arms are too long for my body. Like, I got a 6'3 wingspan and I'm only 5'10. It's just like, it's like,
you definitely got receiver arms, bruh.
Bruh, that and benching sucks. Having a wingspan and benching,
bro.
Oh, it's the worst.
Is the worst.
He would be like, "You're not going down low enough." I'm like, "Motherfucker, I got an extra 5 inches of arm."
You don't even know what down is, like,
bro. Yeah, that's what I used to get so mad. That's what my high school basketball, like, weightlifting coach used to tell me. He's like, "You're not going down low enough." I'm like, "Look at you. Now look at me. Now look at you. My arms are twice your size."
For real.
But no, now, but I mean, now this man sure is like the weightlifting coach at Alabama. So, I mean, he clearly knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Damn. Well, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And it's also important to get, you know, full extension on any rep that you take.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. But speaking of this, I think this is a good transition into what's y'all's coronavirus survival guide. Let's give the people something that they can do to help themselves.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Jerk off.
What makes you say jerk off? You think your bacteria gonna fight the bacteria? Like, how's that gonna work?
Nah, man. Because if you get that out of your system, or, you know, for ladies, diddle the skittle, whatever the euphemism is for y'all. If you get that out of your system, then it just gets you going. Like, you ever just jerk off in the morning, get your day started?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just, like, morning sex, morning jerking off is great. You just jerk off, get your day started, you're ready to go. Your mind's clear.
Absolutely.
You can focus.
Yeah. It'd really be crazy, like, how, like, your mind really be clearing up after you get that nut in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The combination of post-nut clarity and the sunlight is like 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
That vitamin D and the D all in one. Did you see the story about the guy that like went to a bar when he found out he had coronavirus and then started spreading it to people?
Like willingly? Like he knew that? Or it
Yeah,
just
like he got diagnosed and then willingly went to a bar and was just like, I'm gonna fuck everybody else's day up.
What a sadistic man.
These people.
The people out there.
These people that you have to deal with. This is why social distancing is important, because of people like this.
Yeah, dang.
That's crazy. All right, well, thank you guys for having me. My name is Kenton, a.k.a. The Lemon That Never Sours on Twitter, a.k.a. Mr. Jammy Juicers, a.k.a. Mr. Kool-Aid Jam Hers. Also, at Hipster Don't Lie on Instagram.
And then, yeah, it's your boy Young Steros, Mike Lowry, Young Pascal, your boy Steros, whatever you want to call me, you know what it is.
Yo, what other podcasts you do, Steros? Shout out your other events.
Oh yeah, we got the Head on the Swivel podcast, the formerly the NBA podcast, but we're putting that under.
R.I.P. Rest in peace.
I guess that's really all right now. I'll probably make a guest appearance on the anime podcast one of these days.
And I'm going to close this out by finally saying thank y'all for tuning in and staying tuned. My name is Johnny. And if y'all are locked down this coronavirus, try jerking off with the other hand. We out.